Today's Between Master and Disciples, Find Hope in God, will be presented in Chinese and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
Formosa是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、迷人的山峰、美丽的水墙，甲雕刻精油的庙宇。
中部地区有一系列的美景，香耀的海洋。湍急的河流和翠绿的松林，南部是本岛出名的文化中心，和今日同样保存着这些早期移民当初来到这的传统。
2007年初，青海不常输回应了咱世界会会员顶级的渴望，在2007年2月18日参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界差不多10000名的世界会会员甲贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第一年的旧历新年。
这吉祥日子的当天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海牧上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，国是和平奖，基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员赫赫森·阿尔瓦雷兹，表彰因在菲律宾对尤罗难民所做的慈善义举。
今嘛邀请您做伙聆听青海牧上师对西方动手的开始，主题是。将希望寄托于上帝。1991年9月24日，公地福摩沙西欧。
Go in, raise your hand. Are you happy? Going home? No? But we cannot always be together, that's the problem, huh? Even if you are with me, I'll be leaving. I'm born under a lonely star, you know? I cannot stay with anyone too long.Even since I was a child, I already has to leave my family. Not by my choice, by destiny. Since 3-4 years old, I'm already separated from family. I come back again and again, but never could stay very long. I think that's why I can be a master.So-called master. If I am such a very emotional person, attached to emotion and family ties, I probably could not do my job very well. Yeah. It's not that I don't have any emotion, or that I don't know what is family's love or friendship. I know it.I cannot just be attached to it. Sometimes I like someone very much too, and I like to be with that person or those persons. And when I separated from them, I feel very miserable, very hurt, very lonely. But not for long. Not for long. I can bear it, and then I can forget. And that's a good part of being a master. You have nobody. So like this is good. You can come and go as you will. And you have also your families and also me. Like this. You're not lost business. You're not losing business. Have profit. Including one more person in your loving circle. You go back home and take care of your family and friends, and thinking of them like God's relatives, God's children. And you take care of them like take care of God's children. Then it's all right. Whatever you do, do it in the name of God. If you have to give to the beggar some money, and you just say, well, this is God money, and give it back to God, then it's okay. You must think this way. You must act this way. You must move your life along this line. Then you will have never bad karma. You have no bad karma, binding bad karma. Hey, you young. Even black color is useful sometimes. So everything is made for purpose, huh? Even some things we think very bad, but in a proper use, they are useful. Like in our home, the toilet is the most unwanted place. But it's very necessary, you know? Therefore, we learn to value things in life accordingly and not to judge rashly or blindly. Therefore, in the Bible, it is stated that judge not, so that you shall not be judged. Whatever we laugh at today, we will be laughed at tomorrow ourselves. So be careful how you treat others, especially your relatives. You should treat them cautiously and nicely, because they are also members of the family of God. No one is exceptional. No one is not a member of the family of God. Even if they deny God, if they don't want to know God, they are still God's children. They are just like the naughty children, mischievous infants. They say they don't want to recognize their parents. But however, they have been born by that very same parents. No one can deny God. Long ago, there was a man who was an atheist, meaning who doesn't believe in God. He always denied God. He said, I never see any God. I never know God, and God never helps me. God is nowhere. So, even when he was very poor or sick, he never prayed to God. He said, it's no use. God is nowhere. I never saw any God. So when he was nearly dying, you know, he was very sick and poverty stricken, and nobody even approached him because he was an atheist and nobody liked him, and he was very bad manner. So he was dying and with sickness and no money and starving. And even then, his house outside, he wrote a sentence, God is nowhere. I mean, nowhere he can find God. So he said, God is nowhere. Yeah. And then he was lying there waiting for a death to approach him. And there was a child in the neighborhood who was very loving and very devoted to God. He came along and brought him some chapatis, Indian bread, and fed him. And so he was very touched, and he was revived. And then he was asking the child, what make you bring this food to me when nobody else brought it to me? And he say, God told me. Ah. And God had appeared to me in the form of my master and told me to bring this food to you until you are recovered from your sickness, until you can take care of yourself. And then the man say, but I have never recognized God. I never accepted him. How can he take care of me? And the child say, you don't accept him, but he accept you. And the man was very puzzled, and he said, but I have written outside on my door that God is nowhere. How come he still come? So the boy come out and read. The child didn't know how to read, so he spelled G-O-D, God, I-S, is, N-O-W, now, H-E-R-E, here. And he came in a report, said, I read outside, God is now here. So you see, since God is omnipresent, we cannot escape from God. So we might as well remember and submit our will to His will, so that our life has more meaning, and our purpose of being a human will be quickly fulfilled. If something is there and we keep denying it, it's a waste of time and a waste of energy. We just naturally accept it, and that's it. And it's better for us, and it's better for God. If we always try to reject something when it's there, it causes a lot of trouble, a lot of pressure. Therefore, we will get exhausted and tired because we use our energy in a wrong way. You know the story of Tolstoy, when he was at home and he was kind of trying to go to become a monk or some kind of renunciate. And he was trying very hard, and he was thinking how he can convey this message to his wife. And he was thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking all the time. And that makes him very tired. Because thinking also taxes your energy, right? So he was thinking all the time. And at last, he summoned all his strength, all his leftover energy, and he wrote a letter. Wrote a letter to her. And after he wrote that letter, he has no more will to go. Too tired. He used all his strength. Yeah. The same with us. We cannot deny God. We cannot try to make any excuse to say that there is no God, because we don't see it. Especially for us, we see sometimes God is not necessary to manifest in a form, a solid form, but in a form of light or sound. And if He ever manifests, then He would choose a human form to convey His power, blessing, and love. So if a master, a living master, is on earth, and that master has realized God, then God always used that form to appear to mankind, to whomever believes in God, whether initiates or non-initiate, whether have seen the master or have not seen the master, whether know of the master photograph teaching or not knowing master photograph and teaching. Therefore, many people who has never seen the master sometimes also saw master in meditation or in dream or in times of accidents or disasters, trouble. Yeah? That is the reason. Otherwise, why should God choose any other form? It's easier for God to manifest in someone who has become one with him. And it's also more logical for people to understand. Also to let people know that that one has realized God. That is for sure. If you want something, you come to that one. That's why God manifests in that kind of form, to confirm to people who has realized God, who is the living master. That's the only purpose. Otherwise, he could manifest in the form of a mango tree, perhaps, or a dog or cat. He may do that, if he chooses to do. But there is no purpose in this. It doesn't serve very well. Therefore, he manifests in the form of the living master. Therefore, whenever a master is on earth, then we say, that is God. Yeah? That is God made flesh, or the Word made flesh and live among us. That is God, living God, the walking God. And we come to that to appeal for our wishes and our desires to be fulfilled. So even if we do not see any form of God, God appear to us. But the Guanyin practitioner should know that God is light, God is sound, God is our daily blessing and loving and protection that we feel all the time around us, and especially in times of trouble. So it's no use wasting our energy and time to deny that God is nowhere. Now, even if we don't practice the Guanyin method, we should know that there is God. Otherwise, who looks after the trees, the birds, the water, the air, the mountains, even the rocks, the earth? Who make them exist and who make them continue to exist in this way, in such a very convenient way for us to use every small particle of the earth is an offering to mankind and to all kind of living beings in this world. The trees is even doing its purpose, you see. Without these trees, we couldn't sit here comfortably and coolly and feeling so refreshed, because the trees, they radiate oxygen, a kind of very reviving atmosphere. There are some trees even better than other trees. Like in India, they have a kind of tree called neem tree. It has a healing power. When you sit under the neem tree, many kind of sickness will be lessened or healed. And you have fever and you sit on under the neem tree, you feel better, refreshed. So many of the ashrams in India, meditation center in India, they would plant neem trees around them. And many of the so-called Indian sages and saints, they would make their abode under the neem tree, or they would sit under the neem tree to work, or to talk to their disciples, or just to meditate or refresh themselves. Shakyamuni Buddha, probably he couldn't find a neem tree, so he had to sit under the Bodhi tree. Probably at that time he didn't know about the neem tree. Nobody told him. I had been in India for a long time, almost a year before I know the neem tree's quality. Yeah, I didn't know immediately. If some master hasn't told me, I wouldn't have known. But in India, many people know about the neem trees. Most of people know. They call it neem chi. Chi means great. The suffix chi only is added to those holy person and great personage. And they add it to the tree. And they add it to the Ganga too. So Ganga chi, neem chi, sometimes stone chi, bird chi. So if I stay in India, maybe I become Qinghai Qi. Yeah, when I was in India and I wear saffron robe, they call me Maharaji. and some other place called Bhagwanji, and some other place called me Devadanta Ji, Devi Ji, I mean goddess. Or else they call Paramhansa Ji. So when people ask me what's my name, I put them all together. Because I didn't know what it all mean. Everybody called me different, so I say, my name is Maharaji Bhagavanchi Paramhansa Devadanta Devi Bhagavan, what not? Huh? Guru, what else? Is there any other name? Dara-dara-dara-chi. Yeah. So many chi. Yeah. Huh? Devi-chi, Mother-chi, all kind of thing. Oh, chi. So in this world, everything has its place and purpose. So we could not go around saying what is good, what is not good. We don't really know. Even though in the field of medicine, there are so many herbs that in some country are very well known and popular and much widely used. And in other countries, they are completely ignorant about it. And even some poisonous plant sometimes will be used for some healing purpose. So until we know everything, we better not accuse anything, or blame anything, or criticize anything. Because God is very wise. God is very wise. When God makes everything, it's for some purpose. It's just that we don't know. Therefore, many people look at this world as miserable, as a great temptation. But some other people look at this world as a school, as a good school for training. It depends on our mental attitude. If we are very wise and practicing well in our method, and we feel this world is good, it's good. Yes, sometimes when we practice very well, or we have some kind of sympathy in our heart, then anybody's suffering become our own suffering, and we could not run away from it until we do things well, until we take care of that person well. Especially when that person has some connection with us in some degree, or through their relatives, or through our disciples, or through fellow practitioners, we become more sensitive to their suffering.
感谢您收看今日的《师徒之间》节目，即马请观赏无上师电视台的健康生活节目。焦点新闻了后，马上为你播出。愿你大天笑嗨嗨，生活充满爱甲幸福。
Thanks for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Healthy Living.Coming up next, right after noteworthy news, may your days be filled with ever more laughter, happiness, and love.